To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. Guided by His light we find our way. Guided by His light we find our way.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. As for the excellence of durood and salawat and salutations upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has beautifully mentioned in a hadith mubarakah that zayyinu majalisakum bis salati alayya, that decorate your gatherings and your mahafils by reciting durood and salawat and salutations upon me. Fa inna salatakum alayya nurun lakum yawm al-qiyam, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam. For indeed, your recitation of durood or salawat salutations upon me will be nur and light for you on the day of qiyamah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, and welcome once again this silsila tenim to Allah azza wa jal. And inshallah azza wa jal, today's episode will be the excellent character. And alhamdulillah, many other topics have been discussed previously under the heading turning back to Allah Azza wa Jal. As we all know that we are all going to return back to Allah Azza wa Jal. And in order for us to return back to Allah Azza wa Jal, we need to know what are those things that can simplify our journey back to Allah Azza wa Jal. And therefore, this is why we have so many inshallah Azza wa Jal topics that will be discussed under this silsila tenim to Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear respected Islamic brothers, in every matter, the lifestyle of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best of all examples for Muslims to follow. And if the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is followed in a proper manner, then Muslims most certainly will achieve goodness of dunya as well as goodness of the akhirat. Allah azza wa jal has mentioned very, very clearly in the Holy Quran in para 29 surah Al-Qalam, ayah number 4, that wa innaka la'ala khuluqin 'azim. Translation from Kanzul Iman: and indeed you possess an exemplary character. Illustrating the importance of his character and the motive of his blessed arrival, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned that bu'ithtu li'utammima makarim al-akhlaq, that I have been sent for the completion of good manners. Dear viewers of Madani channel, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been sent to complete the good manners. And therefore, if there is any person to take as a role model, is only one personality, and that is our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And then those who are depicting the lifestyle of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who are ensuring that we stay on the right path, those should be our role models. We should not find ourselves in a situation where we have taken people who are far from Allah and far from Rasul and far from the religion of Islam as our role models, because then they will absolutely be no benefit for us in the akhirat. Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a Jewish scholar who has studied about all the attributes and the signs of the last prophet to be sent, And where did he learn this? He learned this from the Torah. And therefore, there was only two characters. There were only two signs that he needed to learn. And for him to learn this, he needed to learn them personally, physically, from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in order for him to determine if he is a true prophet of Allah azza wa jal, as claimed in the Torah. So what did Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu do? He hatched a plan. And his plan was that he will buy some kajur or dates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they would have an agreement as to when the dates will be delivered to him. So when there were a few days left before the delivery of dates that were bought by him from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and harshly, bitterly, he started demanding those dates. Even though the time of delivery of those kajur or dates had not yet arrived. And he went to such an extent of even saying that it has become the trade of the children of Abdul Muttalib that they delay in fulfilling the rights of other people. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala heard this, he said to Hazrat Zayd, that, "Oh, enemy of Allah, how dare you disrespect Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in this manner?" And Hazrat Umar makes a qasam, he takes an oath by Allah azza wa jal, and he says that if the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's respect did not stop me, I would have chopped or cut your head with my sword. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this, he says, "Oh Umar, what are you saying? You should have encouraged me to fulfill his right, and you should have taught him how to ask with kindness. And in this way, you would have benefited both of us. Now you did not benefit me because you did not tell me to pay his kajur, and you did not benefit him because you did not tell him to ask for his kajur with kindness." And therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to give Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu the kajur that was owed to him with an extra. And when he received an extra kajur, he says to Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that this is not the amount of dates owed to me. Hazrat Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, "Yes, the reason why I am giving you extra is because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has ordered me to give you the dates owed to you with extra kajur because of terrifying and because of having made you scared." He asked Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that, "Oh Umar, do you know who I am?" Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied in the negative. Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that, "I am Zayd, a noted scholar of the Jews." Hazrat Umar asked him, "If you're such a great scholar, if you're such a noted personality, then why did you disrespect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this manner?" Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, "I have learned all about those in the Torah, and I have found them in the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except for two that I had to personally come interact with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order for me to testify that indeed he is a true prophet of Allah azza wa jal." Now, what were those two attributes that Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu needed to learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He says that the first one is that his patience will overcome ignorance. And the second one is that his patience will increase if he is treated with additional ignorance. "Through this plan of asking for the dates before time, I have now seen all the signs of the final Nabi in him, and I declare that indeed he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a true Nabi of Allah azza wa jal." O Umar, I am a very rich man, and be witness that I have given half of my wealth as charity for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Zayd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu then came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, read the kalima, and embraced Islam. Allahu Akbar. May our lives be sacrificed on the excellent character and beautiful mannerism and etiquette of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that not only those who are familiar with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but also other unknown and unfamiliar people were truly inspired by the excellent attributes, mannerism and character of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A very well-known Muslim by the name of Michael Hard. Michael Hard, in his book named 100 Most Influential People in History, he has listed our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on top of the list. He has made him number one position in that particular book. And he is not even a Muslim. That means Michael Hart, in honor for him to have placed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that high level, at that position, he would have learned about the mannerism, about the character, about the lifestyle, about the etiquette of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he had to learn about the mannerism of other people that he had listed in his book. And only after having learned thoroughly about each individual separately, he came to a conclusion that out of all these people, the most influential person in history must be the Prophet of Islam. And he placed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and made him number one position. Allahu. And this is a person who was inspired by the lifestyle of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was not even a Muslim. And for us as Muslims, we should be holding the character and the etiquette of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam above our heads. They should be the crown of our head. Following the sunnah, following the mannerism, following the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam brings absolutely nothing but goodness of dunya and goodness of akhirat. And he had such mannerism, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had such unmatched character that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no matter how much anybody would hate him, no matter how anybody would show rudeness to him, no matter how anybody would treat him with disrespect, no matter how anybody will speak ill of his family, in short, if anyone would go to any extent, cross all limits of bad manners. But you know what? Hats off to our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the possessor of the most exalted character, that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, instead of being aggressive, always showed gentleness, always showed tolerance, and always displayed patience. Viewers of Madani Channel, by the character of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by the blessing of his character, countless non-Muslims embraced Islam, and limitless number of people experienced Madani transformation in their lives because of the best character, mannerism of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And therefore, viewers of Madani Channel, if we also want that Madani transformation in our working places, within our friends, we should try to copy and imitate the mannerism set by our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When somebody makes us angry, we should try and think, what would our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have done in this particular situation? How did our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam treat those who made him angry? How did he treat those who spoke ill of him? How did he treat those who spoke ill of his family? Then, my dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, if we can contemplate and try to implement that in our lives, the Madani revolution will be witnessed in our homes. The Madani revolution will be witnessed in our working places. In fact, in every direction, in every corner of the world where Muslims are, if we implement the character of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then the Madani transformation will take place within ourselves. Allah Azza wa Jalla has adorned His prophets alayhi salatu wasalam with good characters, with good mannerism, with good behavior, and with good attributes. And Allah Azza wa Jalla sent these prophets alayhi salatu wasalam to different nations of the world to spread the word of Islam. And these prophets of Allah Azza wa Jalla were the best of people in their times. They were the best of people in their era because of the character that they possessed, because of the good mannerism that they possessed, and because of the good attributes that were attributed to them by Allah Azza wa Jal. But you know what? All this good mannerism that they possessed, all these attributes that they possessed, all this good akhlaq that they possessed, all these etiquettes that they possessed, Allah Azza wa Jal gathered all of them and He placed them in the prominent personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And He made Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most noble creation. Think about this. All the characters and etiquettes that were possessed by all the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal combined them in the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And therefore one begins to wonder, if all good characters of all prophets of Allah were gathered in the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what must have been the attitudes, what must have been the akhlaq and the manners of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam? And this can be explained by an incident that took place between Hazrat Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Hisham radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who came in the court of Sayyida Aisha as-Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha and asked about the manners and the morals of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Aisha as-Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha asked Hazrat Sa'ad bin Hisham radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that, do you not recite the whole Quran? Allahu Akbar. You are questioning and asking about the manners of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you not recite the Quran? And Hazrat Sa'ad bin Hisham radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied, and then he says, I do recite the Quran as a Muslim. I do recite the whole Quran. Therefore, Hazrat Sayyida Aisha as-Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha describing the morals and manners of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Aisha as-Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha says that the morals and manners of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the Holy Quran. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us from amongst those who can take lessons from the character of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, in order to enlighten the viewers of Madani Channel on how our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam treated those who did him wrong after the conquest of Makkah, those who caused endless problems to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who caused endless problems to the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forcing them to leave their properties, forcing them to leave their lands, forcing them to leave their families. All these people were brought in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the conquest of Makkah. And this, if this was any worldly king, he would have made sure that these people are wiped away from the face of this earth. If this was any king of this world, he would have ensured that these people are punished beyond recognition. Those who pelted Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with stones, they were brought in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Those who attempted to murder Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were also brought in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And those who murdered Hazrat Sayyidina Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu were also in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those who slandered Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who used abusive language to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, They were also brought in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And those who choked the throat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were also brought in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And those who struck the princes of the beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidatuna Zainab, with spear, causing her to fall down from her camel and to suffer a miscarriage, they were also brought in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those cruel and brutal habitants were also there, due to whom many aggressive attacks were caused in Medina. And those who killed the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Hamza, they were also present in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those heartless and merciless people were there too, who tortured the self-devoted followers of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like the likes of Hazrat Sayyidina Bilal, the likes of Sayyidina Suhaib, the likes of Hazrat Sayyidina Zayd, Hazrat Sayyidina Khabbab. They were all brought in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam after the conquest of Makkah. Now all these violent oppressors were shame-stricken, and their inner selves were shivering with the suspected outcome of their ill deeds. They were standing as criminals, helplessly trembling in front of 10,000 Muhajirin and Ansar. They were contemplating in their hearts that perhaps today they will be fed to dogs and their flesh will be fed to crows and kites. The furiously angry army of the Ansar and Muhajirin will assassinate their children, destroy their belongings, and overtake their properties and many other things. But on that day, what was the statement of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them that لا تثريب عليكم اليوم فذهبوا أنتم الطلقاء. That today there is no charge unto you all. Go, you are all free. Allahu Akbar. This is the character that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed to those who caused so much of pain to his companions. And inshallah azawajal, let us learn blessed sayings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the importance of character. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that wherever you live, keep fearing Allah Azza wa Jal and do some deed after a sin, because the virtuous deed will remove the sin and treat people with good manners. He also says that there is nothing that weighs heavier on the scale of deeds than good manners on the day of Qiyamah. And undoubtedly, Allah Azza wa Jal does not like foul language and uttering obscenities. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also says that in man, the perfect mu'min is the one who is the best in character. And he also said that on the day of judgment, those amongst you who would be there and near to me in my company are the ones who have good manners and adopt humbleness. And they are viewers of Madani Channel. Let us make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, that may Allah Azza wa Jal really protect us from bad mannerism. May He grant us good manners. May He make us from among those who can adopt good mannerism and follow the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What are some of the consequences of having bad manners? Having bad manners is a curse. Having bad manners is itself a bad deed and leads to many other bad deeds. Lying, misappropriation, breaking promises are all the branches of bad manners. Bad manners are a cause of disagreement upon amongst people. Bad manners cause malaise. Bad manners cause jealousy. And bad manners cause separation amongst people. The greatest and noble Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought refuge from bad manners. Bad manners and rude talking displeases Allah Azza wa Jal. Bad manners spoil the deed as vinegar spoils honey. Customers hesitate to buy things from a bad-mannered shopkeeper. Without doubt, shameless and bad manners have no link with anything in Islam. Bad manners are a great obstruction in Islamic preaching. Sometimes bad manners bring husband and the wife to the verge of divorce. Dear viewers of Madani Channel and lovers of Madani Channel, may we become from amongst those who can adopt good morals and good etiquettes, because people do not take much into consideration what we say, but people really do take into consideration the amal and the act after we have said whatever we have said to them. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who can speak very, very less, but practice the mannerism of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more. Amin bijayin Nabi al-Amin, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay, to Allah.